Hey samplers, it is Brittany. So I know it has been a minute since I've given you guys an update about me and my new show, The Nod, but I am glad to say that The Nod is finally out. It is in the world. It is available for your consumption. If you are late to the party, The Nod is a new show about Black culture that is co-hosted by me and my best friend, Eric Eddings. It is a ton of fun and it's out in the world. So what I'm going to do right now is give you guys a sneak peek at the very first episode of The Nod. And after you hear it, you should definitely open up that phone and go subscribe to The Nod on wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, here we go. The first half of the first episode of The Nod. Eric, I want to play you a clip.
Okay.
Do you remember the movie Save the Last Dance?
Yes, yes. The movie where Julia Stiles like moves to the hood, falls in love with a black man, gets braids, and learns how black people dance.
Right. So you know what I'm talking about. Okay. So I want to show you this one scene in particular. It really fucked my life up as a teenager. So Julia Stiles and Kerry Washington, they're sitting in this free clinic on the south side of Chicago. And pretty much everybody in the clinic is a teen mom, you know, except for Julia Stiles, because she is the only white person there. And Kerry and Julia are talking about Julia's boyfriend, Derek, who is black. So let me just play it.
Derek's about something. He's smart. He's motivated. He's for real. He's not just going to make some babies and not take care of them or run the streets messing up his life. He's going to make something of himself. And here you come, white, so you got to be right. And you take one of the few decent men we have left after jail, drugs, and drive-by. That is what Nikki meant about you up in our world.
There's only one world, Chanel.
That is what they teach you. We know different.
I don't understand. I thought we were friends.
You want to be a friend? Don't just be here to be here. Open up your pretty brown eyes and look the hell around.
I think the chorus of crying black babies just really sails it at the end.
When Kerry Washington's character tells Julia Stiles to open her eyes, like, this girl really opens up her eyes and starts looking around the room, just like staring at all these poor fatherless black children.
Okay, so why are we watching this though?
Okay, bear with me because we are about to get deep. So it seems like Kerry Washington's speech in this scene is about race. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's like this white girl and she's trying to take one of our men. But I think that it's really about her actions. Like, she's a teen mom. She's got no baby daddy. She's obviously never going to get a man. And pretty much like all of this is happening to her because she had sex, and probably only just the one time, like just enough to get pregnant, you know, because that's what happened to any black teenager fortunate enough to have sex in any of those movies that came out when we were younger, like Boys in the Hood, Coach Carter, Lean on Me. I don't make the rules on this. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it just is what it is.
Yeah, that type of stuff was everywhere. Like, it was just kind of how people talked about black folks and sex.
True. Absolutely true. And, you know, it gave me all these really bad, terrible ideas. Like, somehow having sex was just gonna, like, irrevocably fuck my whole life up. But fortunately, there are people out there as we speak, as we sit in this very studio, who are trying to counteract all of the weird, bad stuff that we were taught about sex in a very fresh way.
From Gimlet Media, this is The Nod.
And you are here with Blackness's biggest fans. I am Brittany Luce.
And I'm Eric Eddings. And today, we're talking about sex. And more specifically, we're talking about some of the people that have changed the way black folks think about sex. So, Brittany.
Yes?
Someone in one of my group texts sent me a video.
Is this one of the group texts that I'm not in? Maybe possibly your men's only group text?
Possibly. Mm-hmm. It's none of your business because you aren't in it.
Okay.
But normally in said conversation, it's just like stuff about like sports and like barbecuing because I'm washed. But a while back, somebody sent me this video. It's by a woman named Glamazon Taomi. She's got like 180,000 followers on YouTube. So folks are into it.
Okay.
And what they're into are videos like this right here. I've been drinking.
And this is a sex position tutorial unlike any other. We have the fabulous Beyonce to thank for this one. This sex position tutorial has been created for you seamen and sea women to get your feet wet and your bodies too. In learning how to properly perform this damn position, Beyonce keeps screaming about in her new single, Drunken Love.
So in this video, you got Tayomi in, you know, this, like, in her bathing suit, and there's this, like, very ripped male model.
I see washboard apps.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what that means.
Besides those basics, you will need to fill the tub up halfway.
They're actually literally in this beautiful bathtub in this, like, what is like a Grecian designed bathroom.
It is a really nice bathroom.
Yeah.
You can add some candles around the tub to create a sexy mood.
They're actually like walking you through step by step how to like have sex in a bathtub.
But like the vibe is not at all like, it's like not at all like raunchy or like overly sexual. It's just like, it's actually pretty chill.
I mean, and that, to me, that's kind of what's cool about it. Like, it's just like a very relaxed, fun, like she's cracking jokes. She almost slips in the tub.
And apparently I'm clumsy as hell.
You know, like it's a very like chill, relaxed environment when if you're thinking about like maybe how to do a sex position, you're probably a little wound up.
Because you can ride a surfboard a few different ways. You can ride a surfboard by lying down and paddling.
This is truly original work. I mean, I have nothing to compare this to.
It is. And like, since we're talking about surfboards, let me just say, Tayomi is making waves.
Okay.
So I had to find out more about her. So I called her up.
My name is Tayomi Morgan. People know me as Glamazon Tayomi. And I am a sex educator and a sexuality coach / broadcaster / model / journalist / social media maven. Just pretty much a renaissance woman running a sexually based internet empire, one website and blog post at a time.
So she's busy.
She is. But she's not kidding, though. Tayomi is all over social media. On Snapchat, she has this thing called Titty Tuesdays, where she sends snaps of different breasts every Tuesday to, like, celebrate all types of breasts. Hmm. And on Twitter, she gets people to brainstorm ideas for sex positions. Oh. And, of course, there are videos like the one I just played you, where she's describing how to surfboard. And the thing is, she's responding to a real demand.
When Beyonce came out with her album, Beyonce, and she had Drunken Love, mm-hmm. I just kept seeing people saying, surfboard, how do you do that? What is she talking about? A bathtub? I was like, come on, people. It's not that deep. I know how to do this. It's just cowgirl in a bathtub. So I made a video, and it went viral.
Well, I mean, it is easy to see why. Like, she broke everything down in, like, a really, like, accessible, clear way. Like, I mean, you know, I'm not confident that my partner and I could both fit in a bathtub together, but watching the video did make it seem a lot less intimidating.
Yeah. I mean, she was even wearing a shower cap.
Because Black women, we don't like getting our hair wet.
Yeah.
And that was like one of the critiques. People were like, why is she wearing a shower cap? I'm like, why wouldn't you wear a shower cap? I mean, a bonnet, a shower cap, rollers, none of that ever stopped me from getting it in. So when people be like, I can't have sex with a woman that got a bonnet on, what's wrong with you, bro?
Like, her approach to sex is, I mean, it's definitely bold, and she's being herself, but like there's like practical information in there, but it's still really fun.
Exactly. And like, she's been doing this work for kind of a long time, like since middle school.
When I was 13, 14, my favorite boy band was B2K. That changed the game. And so I used to write these stories that involved my friends, because it's like four of us, and it was four of them. So I'm like, oh, I can pair us all up with our favorite member. And so I used to create these little books that had these erotic stories about us in it. And I used to pass them around to my friends. I'm like, here's book one. I'm working on book two next. And I remember one of my friends saying, man, every time you write about me, my sex scenes are weak. I'm like, well, no shade, but you and your favorite member are a little boring, so, you know.
So she didn't tell me this, but the weak one had to be Raz B, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So Taomi liked dreaming up sex scenes, but she didn't have sex until college. And she didn't have good sex until she met this guy.
The lover that changed the game, like, when we would talk about sex, he would put it in ways that was so poetic and beautiful. And I'm like, oh, well, why am I not having this experience? You know, and I remember him saying, well, why don't you like going down? Like, why don't you like giving head? And I'm like, you know, I just really don't enjoy it. And he's like, well, why wouldn't you enjoy kissing the essence of the person that you love? And I said, well, when you put it that way, maybe it's just that I don't know what I'm doing.
You know, it is kind of amazing, though, that, like, even somebody as, like, you know, like, as knowledgeable and obviously creative as Taomi was, all that stuff kind of goes out the window, you know what I mean, when you get face to face.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I get it. You get
right.
You
it's stop. A different. Yeah. It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I think this is why Taomi is so dedicated to teaching other people. And I think an important part of that is that Taomi puts herself at the center of her work.
I noticed that me putting myself out there and putting myself in the videos really did a lot of good because I have a Black woman's body. And so then these women, they see me and they're like, dang, she can get her legs back that far? Her thighs are just as big as mine. I know I can do this. So how do you do that? We need positive representations of ourselves because we're often objectified as Black women and fetishized as Black women and treated as like objects and playthings versus like women that actually have feelings and emotions and, you know, want to receive pleasure too.
God, I kind of got chills from listening to that just because like I can relate to it so much. Like, you know, the whole thing where like Black women are either seen as like hypersexual or sexually invisible. The fact that Taomi has created this space where she's just like having a good time and just like enjoying sex and like experimenting with it and teaching other people about it, like that is just so cool to me.
It is. It is. I agree. Just like doing this type of work, being so bold and free with yourself, like that itself is pretty unusual. And I was wondering, like, where do you get the idea to do something like this? Who inspired you? And she mentioned a Black woman.
Oprah.
Well, yeah, actually, yes, she did mention Oprah. But also another woman, an author who wrote really authentically about Black sexuality. You might have a good guess for this one, too.
I know you're talking about Zane.
Yes.
Zane. The idea that this Black woman was writing these books and they were so erotic and sexy, that always inspired me. And to know that, I was like, man, she's a freak, you know. And in my mind, like, even though I wasn't having sex in high school, one thing I knew in my mind, I'm like, I'm freaky.
Oh, Zane. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Zane is like this Black erotica author, and all her books feature like these really like professional, together, ambitious Black women in these really wild sexual situations.
It was just nice to see someone that I know I could relate to. You know, she spoke a language that I could understand. Even though I was young, I could see myself in these character shoes because the women were always so successful and like about their shit and on their business. And it was just nice to see that this was a possibility for me now.
Eric?
Yes.
The people need to know about Zane.
Because
she didn't just inspire Taomi. I mean, like, Zane inspired a whole generation of people.
I agree. After the break, we meet the woman behind these words. You pull away from me and then kneel down. Push the bottom of my dress up over my hips to my waist and then rip my hunter green satin thong bikinis off. You grab my ass cheeks firmly.
Mm-mm. Oh, cut.
No more?
No more. I'm good. I'm good. All right. So I know you cannot wait to hear the rest of that story. So in order to do that, all you need to do is to go ahead and open up your phone or your desktop, if you are so inclined, and subscribe to The Nod right now. We have two episodes actually out right now. I played for you half of one. And then after you're done with that one, there is a whole other episode for you to enjoy. So just go ahead, subscribe, go ham, get into it. And I just want to say thank you to you guys. And I hope that you guys enjoy The Nod just as much as you enjoyed Sampler, and that you will follow us into the future. So subscribe to The Nod. All right. Thanks. Bye.